Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving, ultra-MAGA patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt, episode 23-28, on this 10th of September, the eve of 9/11. And that's coming up 23 years. Unbelievable. Well, hopefully you guys had a great weekend. The Ameron Corps operators did, many of them participated in a field deployment exercise, got to test out different modes and bands, and had a great time. I'm still trying to get caught up on some of the conversations and debrief items on that, but great work, guys. These guys are just awesome. Training for chaos, and my goodness, we have chaos. I've got a lot to cover, a lot in the news and commentary, so I'm going to just dive right into it. The news and commentary brought to us by Prepping 2.0, the podcast to help take your preps to the next level. There with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, and the website is prepping2-0.com. Well, there is a lot of chaos going on. What we call, as Christians, we call this birth pangs, as what's described in the Bible, as we rush headlong into the end times events and signs and things to look for when we know the end is near. Well, the signs are all around us and they're getting more intense, seems by the day, flooding in from England to Malaysia to China. Places that you never see flooded are flooded. But then we also have a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. This all just happened like within the last 48 hours, roughly. 6.8 magnitude earthquake off of New Zealand, 5.0 in Northern California, 6.8 jolts Morocco, a 5.9 hits Minahasa Peninsula in Indonesia. So we've got volcanoes waking up and wars and rumors of wars. This next one, which has been simmering, kind of bubbling for a while now, looks like it might be actually going to the next level. This is Azerbaijan and Armenia. Now you may think, who cares? Azerbaijan, Armenia, never heard of them. Or I don't even know where they are. Go look at a map. Orient yourself, familiarize yourself with the geography of where these are located. Very strategic as things are ramping up. Of course, we know that going into, as Christians, believing that we're in the end times, all eyes on Israel. This is what the little, tiny, little, nondescript country is extremely significant and is actually the focal point of these wars that will come about. So, Azerbaijan. Channels affiliated with the Iranian Revolutionary Guards published their own video containing a threat. If Azerbaijan occupies the border area with Armenia, that's the Zangezur corridor, then Iran will respond militarily by launching missiles, with the focus of the targets being in the Nakhchivan region. So things are really heating up there. That's from Abu Ali, and Amir Sarfati brought that. Along with all of these updates on this, he's got, I guess, the most bullet-pointed updates related to this. Armenia is advancing forces to the border with Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan's Ministry of Defense announced that Armenian army forces opened fire on its positions and that Azerbaijan is preparing to attack back. Now, Turkey enters, threatening aggression if Iran dares to attack Azerbaijan. And an interesting anecdote regarding the looming war between Armenia and Azerbaijan is now enter Pakistan. Pakistani Foreign Ministry released a statement that the nuclear-armed Sunni Muslim country, Pakistan, stands unequivocally on the side of Azerbaijan and will join the fight against Iran, which means that Iran is surrounded on all sides by hostile countries with the exception of Iraq. Now, don't forget, though, the Taliban, who is preparing for a command to attack Iran as well, is hanging out there. Iran warned Armenia not to invite the U.S. or other Western countries to protect it. So, very, very tense over there right now. We're watching that, and that could just, I mean, that could just explode, no pun intended, really, in just overnight, and pull in a lot of countries. Now, from police frequency, North Korea has launched its first tactical nuclear attack submarine. Wonderful. State media reported Friday, although the South Korean military said the vessel might not be operational. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over the unveiling ceremony on Wednesday, saying the sub was part of a push forward with the nuclear weaponization of the Navy, according to the state news agency KCNA. Also from Amir Sarfati, keying in on this, interesting, I just heard talk about it, and it still is at the talking stages, but at the G20 summit, apparently, there's a new project that Biden announced is going to upgrade traffic in Israel's seaports and railways to a level not seen before. Israel is becoming the substitute to the congested Suez Canal in Egypt. They are talking about building a multinational railway system that will go, I believe, from India all the way through. I don't have that right in front of me. I meant to put that in my notes. But it will go through Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, I believe, and through Israel and then north into Europe. So they are going to be competing with the Suez Canal, which is going to make all kinds of people happy. Probably Russia is not going to be happy about that. We'll see. But that's a really interesting development that we will also be tracking. And a little closer to home here, still in international news, but landing right on our front door, the Western Journal just ran a piece about Beijing's plan, or asking the question, is Beijing's plan underway for Chinese nationals to be sneaking into our military bases? Chinese nationals being caught near or on U.S. military bases. Now, I've covered a couple of these stories. One was in Alaska. The other one, I can't recall which base it was. But over the last year, I've covered two or three of these incidents. What I didn't realize, according to the Western Journal report, more than 100 incidents where Chinese nationals have accessed or neared U.S. military bases and other sensitive locations have sparked suspicions of a wider espionage campaign driven by Beijing. Now, the U.S. officials said the practice appears intended to stress test security measures at the military sites as a form of a low-effort reconnaissance or espionage. Now, usually the incidents involve Chinese nationals whom officials believe Beijing has forced into performing the operations and reporting back to the government, officials familiar with the matter told the Journal. So what they're doing is they're when they get caught, they're saying, oh, we followed our Google Maps and it took us to the nearest McDonald's was right here on base. Or we got lost. That's their cover story. Oh, we got lost. We got bad directions. Our GPS took us the wrong way, whatever it was, or whatever it might be. Once, a group of Chinese nationals claiming to be tourists with reservations at a hotel on Fort Wainwright, Alaska, tried to push past gate guards. And that's one of the ones that I reported on last year. Officials say the trend is only increasing in scope and is often successful. Chinese nationals gain access to military bases, often by speeding through security checkpoints, a Pentagon spokeswoman told the Journal, saying these individuals are often cited criminally, barred from future installation access, and escorted off base. Are you kidding me? Cited criminally? How about you're never leaving this base? You want to be on this base so bad? You're staying here, like the Roach Motel. And Chinese communists can check in, but you can never leave. How about that? Or Leavenworth. But they give them a criminal citation and then escort them off the base saying, you can never come back in here again. That's the response? This is why we're in trouble. From Fox Business, a trucker, Mike Kucharski, from JKC Trucking, expressed frustration over this new EPA restrictions that are being put in place. And truckers are calling this catastrophic, saying that the supply chain could be dead in the water with these EPA regulations choking the life out of these trucking companies. But that's what communists do. They everything they touch, they destroy. Now, you guys may have heard about this, unless you're living under a rock. The New Mexico governor is shocking the world with this comment about the Constitution after issuing a temporary gun ban, saying that the Constitution, including her oath, is not absolute because we have an emergency. Because an 11-year-old, the rampant gun crime out of control, another Democrat ran cesspool, a rat-infested city, just rife with crime, including shootings. An 11-year-old girl gets killed, so the governor puts out an emergency ban on open or concealed carry for 30 days. And she admitted this will not stop criminals from carrying guns, but it sends a resounding statement. Well, the resounding statement is if you are a law-abiding citizen, you no longer have the right to defend yourself, because constitutional rights are not absolute. But she argued that the rights of citizens that are being shot, like this 11-year-old girl, what about their rights? And they need to be protected. Well, in doing so, this is Democrat mentality, they're going to leave all of the law-abiding citizens without the ability to defend themselves. Well, what about their rights? And are you going to, what measures are you going to take when law-abiding citizens who can't defend themselves get shot down because of your measure? But that's reason. Well, still, there is now a call for impeachment on this governor. Impeachment and I would say criminal charges for violating her oath. That is a crime, by the way. And speaking of crimes, the Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, we already announced last week, sentenced to 22 years. Listen to this. Speaking of crimes, he names the top Biden DOJ attorneys who tried to coerce him to sign false statements and lie on Trump. So, on Thursday, the Gateway Pundit reported that Biden officials asked him to lie about President Trump in order to indict him. This is him talking. They asked me to lie about President Trump in order to indict him. He said, I told them to pound sand, and because I refused to lie about President Trump, it cost me 22 years of my life. The truth is, I could have been home, said Tarrio. I could have been home a long time ago. I could be in my warm bed right now, laughing at the world without a problem. And all I had to do in order to do that was to lie about Trump. All I had to do was confirm a lie. So what they were trying to do is say that Tarrio had communicated with Trump regarding plans on January 6th through several degrees of separation and connections. So now he's facing, he's been sentenced to 22 years. That's not going to hold up. Trump gets in. He's going to be one of the first people that gets pardoned. But quite a road, a tough road to get to that point. I think something's going to break before we get to that point anyway. So some good news, though. Virginia Governor Youngkin pardons the dad who erupted over high school cover-up of the daughter's sex assault. You guys remember that? In Virginia, the father just went off. Charge him, and now the governor has pardoned him. So there's a victory. Well, let's move into segment two here right after the break. And tonight I'm going to be talking about the topic, the police state, because that just seems to be what we're seeing on the rise. Dinesh D'Souza has a new documentary coming out. I've got the trailer. I'm going to play that for you. And we're going to talk about the subject of the police state, because what we're seeing are the exact tactics that the NKVD used in Soviet Russia, that the Stasi used in East Germany, that the SS used during Nazi Germany, the Gestapo, I should say. And so now we see the federal government law enforcement arms turning into what we were warned about from the founding fathers. In fact, when you centralize power, they will use and they will abuse that power, and you will have tyranny. You cannot have centralized power in the hands of a federal government. That's why the states were to reserve all of those rights not given to the federal government, and that remains in the hands of the states and the people. They are exercising powers the Constitution does not give them. And here we are, exactly where we were warned we would be. So this is on a lot of people's minds. Now, a lot of American patriots are very concerned, and they should be, because there are people behind bars that should not be, because things have degraded to this point. We'll be back with segment two right after this. Stay right there.
People wonder, how can a communist look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face?
When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%, and that's because of the actions that this president has taken.
Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me.
He has tools that he's used to make sure that we do this. We actually deal with the immigration system in a humane way, and in a way that is that actually deals with what we're seeing at the border.
Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying.
That more action needs to be taken. So it has to be legislative action. We're going to continue to call Congress to do that. And so this is important to this president.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. And in segment two, we're going to begin talking about the police state. In segment three, coming up, something a little more local here close to the American Redoubt, using these human rights Gestapos, now working with law enforcement. And Casey Whalen from North Idaho Exposed has been doing a great job doing some digging, sleuthing, and public records requests, identifying the connections between the Human Rights Gestapo and the state police. So we'll talk about that. But first, as I mentioned, Dinesh D'Souza has a new documentary that is about to come out. It is titled Police State. So we're going to, I watched the teaser trailer for Police State, and this is going to be released exclusively in theaters at first, October 23rd and 25th. And you can get your theater tickets and sign up for email updates at policestatefilm.net. Once again, that's policestatefilm.net. And you can go to YouTube and go to Dinesh D'Souza's YouTube page, and there are links to all of that that you can see for yourself. Now, at the beginning of the trailer, it appears to be an FBI raid on a typical American Christian family, possibly inspired by the FBI arrest of the Catholic pro-life dad, Mark Houck, last year, who has since been acquitted. And then the rest of the trailer is a mix of interviews with Dinesh D'Souza interviewing people, and then dramatized reenactments woven throughout. But here's the trailer. Take a listen.
We honor you, Father, for all that you've done for us.
Chief Division Counsel and DOJ have approved a no-knock breach. We want the subject to be on display, doing the walk of shame, full visual impact. Any questions?
Are we becoming a police state?
Government told American citizens they couldn't go to church on Sunday.
For the first time in my life, I'm saying to myself, am I going to get a knock at the door?
FBI warrant, come to the door now!
The Patriot Act and FISA were used against Donald Trump.
These individuals have commissioned the biggest propaganda play in U.S. history.
They don't go after the people that rigged the election. They go after the people that want to find out what the hell happened.
We don't need to have a crime. What we need is a person to look at, and then we go find out what crime you did.
FBI!
Our focus is shifting. Our main priority as a bureau is going to be domestic terrorism.
It really paints anybody who's right of center.
If you're a pro-life, pro-family Catholic, they define you as radical.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with. We can do anything we want.
Well, going off of Dinesh D'Souza's track record, he goes after the facts and the evidence, and he asks the right questions. So I'm looking very much forward to this. And, you know, there's, I think it's Dan Bongino in there, that clip where he said, you know, I'm saying to myself, for the first time in my life, am I going to get a knock at the door? And Americans across the country are asking that, who, I mean, these are law-abiding citizens. You know, it's Catholic, family, pro-life. It intercedes when a man, a foul, vile, pro-abortion guy gets in his 12-year-old son's face, and as any dad would or should do, steps in between the son and this vile creature, shoves him back. Oh, you're in violation of this federal law of, you know, protection against violence and threats and intimidation near a abortion clinic. And they used a SWAT team. Well, the FBI is saying this was not a SWAT team. Okay, so what, 10, 12 vehicles, 10 to 20 agents with vests and a battering ram and M4s showing up, but it's not a SWAT team. Oh, that wasn't your SWAT team. Okay, so yeah, those, there they are, conservatives putting out misinformation again. It's getting fact checked. It's not true. They didn't use a SWAT team. That's the kind of stuff that they do. But anyway, I personally know people who went to Washington, D.C. on January 6th that are worried about getting a knock on the door or a SWAT team, FBI raid team showing up because they were at January 6th. Why? Because they didn't go in. They didn't go into the Capitol, but they were at the rally. And they stood at the outskirts and watched all the mayhem, and then they went back to their apartments and or their hotels and flew home the next day. But now they're seeing in the headlines American citizens who never entered the Capitol or even went on the grounds are getting rolled up. And they're wondering, this is tyranny when people are afraid of their government when they haven't even committed a crime. And for the people who did go into the Capitol, the overwhelming majority of them they walked through open areas. They shook hands with police. They walked through the door. The police didn't order them out. They wandered around. They took pictures and they left. So, you know, the other statement too, we don't need to have a crime. What we need is a person. And then we find out what crimes you've done. And then we go after you. They're after the person. This reminds me of the Stalin's chief of secret police, Lavrenti Beria, I believe was his name. But he's famous for his quote, "Show me the man and I'll find you the crime." He was also known for other quotes such as, "Scream or not, it does not matter." And, "Let our enemies know that anyone who attempts to raise a hand against the will of our people, against the will of the party of Lenin and Stalin, will be mercilessly crushed and destroyed." Well, just replace the word Lenin and Stalin with Democrat, deep state, new world order, climate emergency, World Economic Forum, emergency measures. It's the same sick people, just a different century. Oh, another piece of trivia about Lavrenti Beria. He had a reputation for prowling the streets of Moscow, and ordering his guards to bring teenage girls to his house where he could rape them. And he also had his own personal torture chamber in the basement of his house. The people that are in the deep state, the real sickos, they're the same people. They're rife with pedophilia and connections to people involved in dark underworld things. I mean, just look at the evidence that's coming out about surrounding Hunter Biden's laptop and the people that are connected to that, including allegedly Joe Biden himself. So let's get back to the trailer. They're saying, "Our focus is shifting. Our main priority as a bureau is going to be domestic terrorism. These are anti-government, violent extremists, and they must be dealt with." So who are these anti-government, violent extremists? Whistleblowers reveal the FBI investigated parents who spoke at school board meetings as domestic terrorists, despite Garland's testimony. This is from the Gateway Pundit. We've all seen this. We've all heard the testimonies, and they still try to deny it. They try to cover it up. They try to fact check it, right? Republican Representative Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson say they have evidence that the FBI targeted parents who protested schools' COVID policies, despite assurances from Attorney General Merrick Garland that it never happened. In my opinion, whatever Attorney General Merrick Garland has to say never happened, probably happened. And whatever he says happened, probably didn't happen. This is just what I've learned. My gut is telling me about these people because they're all cut from the same cloth. In another investigation, FBI officials interviewed a dad opposed to masks. According to Jordan and Johnson, the person who reported the dad did so because he supposedly fit the bill of an insurrectionist and rails against the government and, quote, has a lot of guns and threatened to use them, claims which the person later admitted they had no specific information or observations of any crimes or threats. But they fit the bill of an insurrectionist. This is the same stuff that happened in East Germany. This is the same stuff that happened under the Soviet Union and elsewhere, China today and Cuba and so on. And they've got Americans now snitching on each other. So, by the way, Mark Hauck, that Catholic father who was arrested, was acquitted of those crimes. Now he's going to be suing the federal government. We'll keep an eye on that. Very interesting. But then just this last week, you know, the gun safe deal with Liberty Safes giving the FBI a master code to get into a safe. So this is from Hodge Twins. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe it's a podcast or something. It's their story. They're being quoted in the Gateway Pundit. Apparently, the Hodge twins are reporting that the FBI turned off his security cameras, unplugged his internet, and flipped his house upside down in a search. The feds called the manufacturer of his Liberty gun safe and got the passcode to get into it, too. All for protesting at the Capitol over 2.5 years ago. He's being charged with crimes related to January 6th. We don't know the details of that yet. He didn't assault anyone. He didn't vandalize anything. It's the same story. And they admittedly want to send a powerful message to anyone else who might stand against them. And that's why the heavy-handedness, that's why the 22-year, 12-year, 15-year, 10-year sentences just for moving a bike rack or a little temporary perimeter fence out of the way running past the police that are telling him, hey, stop, don't come through here. Well, they want to, their crimes don't fit the punishment, but they don't care because the point is to send a strong message to anyone else who might think about something like this. That's why their sentences are sometimes more than twice that of the average murderer who is sentenced in Washington, D.C. Well, there's more, and it's happening a little bit closer here on a little different scale, but it's the same flavor, and it still smells of police state. Using the Human Rights Gestapo in Patriot-held territory. That coming up in segment 3. Stick around. Are you prepared for an economic, socio-political collapse in America? Do you wonder how something like that could be possible? What would that even look like? I recommend Glenn Tate's 10-book series titled 299 Days. From a lawyer and government insider's perspective, he lays out a plausible scenario that could very well come about if we continue on the path we're on as a country. Through his fictional character, he lays out his own real-life journey to prepare himself and his family for the possibility of a future full of difficult challenges and what seem like impossible choices. 299 Days is a high-action dystopian novel written from the perspective of the average Joe American and outlines realistic plans and action steps that you could implement to prepare yourself and those around you for the difficult possibilities ahead. Go to 299days.com to learn more. All right, going into segment 3 here with episode 23-28, we're going to continue on along the same lines as the police state topic. And I want to start off with this article that was put out that Casey Whalen put up over at his Substack. This is titled North Idaho Catholic Rosary Walk Reported by Human Rights Networks to the Police and FBI. Now, we've seen reports and whistleblower reports, I should say, about the FBI placing Catholics on these watch lists, particularly those that are very engaged in the pro-life movement. But we have some serious, gross religious liberty violations taking place related to our law enforcement, particularly the FBI, which I contend has been weaponized against conservatives, Christians, patriots. Now, this is shocking to us as Americans, and this is the beacon on the hill. This should not ever exist in America, but this is happening around the world, and America is not exempt. We have godless people in positions of power with some extremely powerful tools between our military, our intelligence services, the FBI, and others that, oh, by the way, the ATF just raided another gun owner, took his FFL, took 50 firearms. The guy's a pastor. And anyway, just that's another story. I don't have time to get into it right now, but there's just too much of it going on. Well, Casey Whalen writes the subtitles, Tangled Web of Marxist Entities Working with Law Enforcement to Report Christians. So he says, I'll be dropping public records to the public as there are a lot of info and directions to take things. The community in North Idaho is sick and tired of human rights networks, specifically the Kootenai County Task Force on Human Relations, which I affectionately call the Human Rights Gestapo, causing division in our neighborhoods, reporting Christians and patriots to the North Idaho State Police and FBI. I have challenged for Christy Wood and Jeanette Laster. Tell the public you are and have been working with the Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee, for years, and I won't release state documentation proving your affiliation. Put your money where your mouth is and be transparent, but I know you gals are not capable of telling the truth. So he's making enemies. But hey, making Marxist enemies is no vice. And it's not just that they're Marxist. They're just godless. They're perverted. They're pushing a perverted agenda. They start off human rights. Well, who could be against human rights, right? Just only a hateful person could be against human rights, which, of course, was equality based on race. And, you know, men and women, voting rights, and between races. Well, what they've done is they've crept this perversion in with homosexuality and the LGBT rights. Now it's the T, the transgender, and then it's the perverted pornographic textbooks and library books that expose our children to the things a five-year-old never should even know about. And efforts to push against that, they call hateful. And they pretend to be champions of human rights by fighting for these things. What they're doing is fighting exactly where we've been warning for years. We were called conspiracy theorists. Eventually, it's going to be about the children. You let your foot in the door, homosexuals come out of the closet, oh, now they can get married, oh, no. And the end threat has always been, the goal, the target has always been of the movement, the children. Why do I say that? Because history shows that to be true. All the way back to the Bible times, the Amalekites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, all of these were sacrificing children, having sex with children, had children as temple prostitutes, and Rome went through the same cycle, and we've just seen it. When you start down a certain path, it's going to take you to the X. And when you warn against it, you're a conspiracy theorist. So, okay, all right, well, let's see how this plays out. Boom, we landed right on the X again. Right where we warned it would go. Now they want to criminalize people and use their law enforcement apparatus to monitor and oppress their opposition. Love is love, they say. Well, Casey Whalen has pulled up this document through a FOIA request, and this shows them backpedaling after it got exposed that they are notifying the FBI. This Jeanette Laster, she, her, hers. She puts her little pronouns. I'll tell you what, that right there, that's thank you for identifying yourself. Somebody puts she, her, hers, or him, they, we, they, him, he, after their name. I'll let you know exactly what you're dealing with. A sicko, in my mind. So she writes this saying, oh, there was a slight over. We made a mistake. I have also once again removed all law enforcement. See, what they were trying to do is make it appear that they were working with all these law enforcement agencies. And the law enforcement's like, don't put us on your steering committee. We're not part of that. So she says, I realized this was an oversight. So I also once again removed all law enforcement that were non-steering committee members. I realized this was an oversight. So for everyone's information, only ISP representatives, that's Idaho State Police, should be included on steering committee business, unless it pertains to criminal activity, such as hate crimes in the region. So they leave themselves a back door there so that they can feed information, what they call hate crimes. And they're working with the Montana Human Rights Group too, which is really kind of leading the way on how to report hate crimes. And of course, they've got this whole definition of hate crimes. However, okay, so unless it pertains to criminal activity. However, per their request, I will be including other law enforcement agencies on meeting dates. So they're still trying to keep them in there, even though these law enforcement are like, hey, don't put us on that. She's still trying to keep her hooks in them. So I will be including other law enforcement agencies on meeting dates, locations, and times, basically calendar invitations, and agenda and minute emails only, not general discussions. I will manage this on the administrative side. So this is the Human Rights Education Institute. And Casey writes, hate crime enforcement is on the way, and North Idaho is the catalyst for national enforcement. How much more proof do you need? This is an orchestrated ploy to target patriotic Americans. What's he talking about? Again, on his Substack, United States prepares to target dissenting Americans in this culture war. And what he means is this flyer, this human rights banquet that is being put on by the Kootenai County Task Force on Human Relations, Saturday, October 7th. They present civil rights and hate crime enforcement top priorities for Idaho U.S. Attorney. Who's this U.S. Attorney? Joshua Hurwit, and appointed by President Joe Biden and confirmed by the United States Senate to serve as the U.S. Attorney for Idaho. He's on a mission. Banquet will include the year's KCT FHR Civil Rights Award and blah, 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 blah. So they're bringing in a Joe Biden attorney, this U.S. attorney for Idaho. And he's on a mission to go after hate crimes. Right at a time when they got their crosshairs on Christian patriots standing up against perversion. And they call the perverted things that they're promoting love. And they call any position to perversion hate, reportable hate. If you look at Casey Whalen's Substack, he's got the Montana Human Rights Network and its affiliate Love Lives Here have created an infographic tool that provides step-by-step instructions for how community members can respond to incidents of hate and emotion. Maybe we should start a task force for how to report jealousy, how to report envy, how to report sadness, depression. Well, so they've got hate incident, rapid response guide for Montana. Step 1, save any evidence. hang on to flyers, photos, or videos. Okay. Please do not erase graffiti on your property until it's been documented by authorities, and be aware that graffiti on public property can only be removed by those responsible for it, like county or city officials. This is kind of interesting because it brings to mind case after case after case of hate graffiti being reported as a hate crime, only to find out that the homosexual people living there or some minority painted their own swastika on their house and then reported a hate crime. Anyway, next, call the authorities. If it feels safe to call the police, contact them to report the incident. Gather support. Step three. Yes. Step four, throw a party. Celebrate the truth that love is stronger than hate. Number five, connect with others. Stopping hate activity in Montana takes all of us. To find a group in your area that supports diversity, equity, and human rights, contact the Montana Human Rights Network. Yeah. Oh, and don't forget to call the FBI. They didn't throw that in there. Call the FBI and, yeah. So, there's more. There's quite a bit more. They've got one of the FBI special agents speaking at some stand against hate event that these people put on. So they're tied in. They're tied in with them. And right now it's just officially the Idaho State Police. But they are, I said this years ago, they are going to double down on their efforts and specifically pour all their energy into red conservative areas. Because if they can topple those, the rest will go easy. And man, are they pouring it on. They're dumping money in from all over the place to support this love is love, human rights stuff. And really, I haven't seen anything about standing up for, you know, racial equality. It's all about protecting the perversion. That's what I see overwhelmingly. And that's in the conservative red areas, just as they intended. Godless. It's a godless agenda. All right. Segment four, when we come back with Lady Liberty, stick around, patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt.
There's wars and rumors of wars. 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 Wars and rumors of wars.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
All right, patriots, welcome to segment four. This is the fourth and final segment of Radio Free Redoubt, episode 23-28. I got Lady Liberty just joining me in the studio. Good evening, Lady Liberty.
Well, good evening to you and to everyone out there. We've got some other interesting things that we can cover this evening.
There's no shortage of interesting things going on in the world, that's for sure.
That's for sure. And, you know, as we're approaching end times, it's, I think, very important to continue to point out things that should be done, actions that should be taken in order for the United States to uphold its own laws.
Well, absolutely. The rule of law. Well, as things come crashing down, we need to stand against it.
That's right.
We need to stand for what's right, what's righteous, the rule of law. I mean, we just need to run the race all the way to the end.
Well, that's right. And as you know, we have posted the checkmate bill that kills multiple birds with one stone,
yes,
basically, which is why it's nicknamed the checkmate bill. It's actually called the Stop Child Trafficking Bill, but it's accomplished through the banning of the electronic voting machines. And yes. So, as you know, we've been continuing to send out copies of that bill to various different congressmen and U.S. senators, and we send out a couple each week. And we're asking our listeners to go to our website at radiofreeredout.com and do the same thing.
Yes.
Just print them out, put your personalized touches on them, and send them to whichever person you think actually has some kind of effectiveness,
right,
within that body.
Somebody with some spine, you
That's
know,
right.
still a patriot bone left in their body.
That's right. And so most of you know that the first few that we sent out were to the people that we thought would be the biggest go-getters out there, Matthew Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene,
right,
and also Senator Hawley. And then, of course, we sent one to Donald Trump, President Trump, at Mar-a-Lago. And so far in all of this, we've had over 700 people go to the page with the bill on it, and so one of our listeners that we've heard back from had one response from their congressman, and it was very much a lame duck response.
Yeah.
And she got the big boo from us.
Yes.
The boo hiss on our morning commute. And
thank you for your thoughts. I will take your words into consideration.
Yeah, and if any legislation comes up, I will support it. So meaning that I have no spine, I have no wherewithal, I get paid
right.
to do nothing. And
don't count on me to introduce a bill to protect our country. But if somebody else does, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And so she got the big boo hiss. Well, we did get the second response back, and from all people, it was from President Trump.
Yes.
And so hooray for that. I mean, out of all the people that could have responded so far and haven't, you know, to find out that President Trump is the second one to respond, and his letter back to us that he had somebody write for us, it says, "Thank you for your letter. The strength of our country lies in the spirit of the American people and their willingness to stay informed and get involved. I appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts. Melania joins me in sending best wishes to you and your family. Sincerely, Donald Trump." And so, fantastic.
That was pretty cool. Because he's not in the position to introduce a bill.
Right.
But the fact that he acknowledged it, and of course, he's got a full staff of people, too. So they could say, hey, take a look at this.
Exactly.
Get this
but
trickle down to someone.
As far as importance goes, the most important guy in the nation had time to respond, but none of these schlep congressmen did.
Right.
You know, that's especially when we wrote the majority of these bills and sent them during their month-long vacation.
Yes.
And not a peep back from any of these so-called quote-unquote go-getters.
Right.
However, we do have one statement here from Marjorie Taylor Greene, and this statement reflects what we sent to her. And so I just wanted to read this. This is something unrelated to the bill, but at least her terminology is accurate in this. And so we wanted to share it. She says, "The communist Democrats abuse their power and violate the rights of Americans in order to achieve their agenda. Mm-hmm. Their ends always justify their means. We cannot continue as a free society with communists controlling our government." And so, hear, hear on that.
You got to agree with that.
Yep. At least she's got the terminology figured out, and finally, she's got the right picture. The communist Democrats.
Yes.
And we cannot continue as a free society with communists controlling our government. Exactly. In fact, they're illegal. They're illegal as all get out.
Absolutely.
According to Article 4, Section 4, which we already know, and which is part of the checkmate bill.
Yes.
And so, you know, they have received it. And until we actually get the kind of response that Americans deserve, we're going to keep sending them.
Well, yeah, because nothing else matters.
Right.
If you don't go after these electronic voting machines, none of the other bills and all this other stuff is going to matter.
Right.
The money is going to continue to flow to Ukraine. This inept government is still going to be selling off our border material as scrap metal.
That's right.
And the crime is going to continue to go up. The cities are going to continue to deteriorate. And, you know, our economy is going to continue to degrade.
Right.
And it all goes right back to the electronic voting machines. That's why we are here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that is the bottom line for, you know, if somebody ever comes to you and says, well, we need to fix this problem, and you do everything except for what will fix the problem, how is that effective? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what we have going on here. The only fix is to get rid of the electronic voting machines. That's the only fix there is.
Well, it's like having your driveway covered with nails, right? And you drive your bicycle over it and you get a flat tire and you're like, gosh, we've got to get a better bike tire repair kit.
Right, yes. You know,
how about we sweep the nails off of the driveway?
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, let's start there. No, but we'll just keep trying to fix this tire, keep patching it together.
Yeah, just get a better patch kit. Yeah. That's all we really need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need thicker patches.
Yes.
I mean, that's lunacy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so to any real Americans in Congress that, you know, actually got there legitimately.
If there are any left.
If there's any left, that is where you need to start. You know, that was, it's still shocking to me that it's 2.5 years later and still nobody has brought up the idea of banning them.
Nobody has introduced a bill to ban electronic voting machines.
It should have been number one, first order of business.
Absolutely.
Yep. And so in addition to that, as most of you have heard by now, New Mexico's governor issued an emergency public health order that suspends the open and permitted concealed carry of firearms in Albuquerque for 30 days. The governor also said that her duty to uphold her oath to the Constitution is not absolute. And so to that, we have to say, you need to be ousted because you neither understand the law that you serve under, nor do you understand the huge illegality of failure to uphold your oath of office.
Well, I think that the citizens then should declare their own emergency and carry their guns openly because the criminals have been told they're the only ones that are allowed to carry guns. So they just created an emergency that the citizens have to override this edict.
Well,
right? It's an emergency.
Other than the emergency that their governor has just blatantly trampled over their Second Amendment rights.
You're right. As soon as you allow them, as soon as you let them get away with making exceptions to the rule of law under an emergency, we will forever be plagued with emergencies.
Right. Well, yeah, because she says, she quotes the fact that, you know, there was a child killed. And so basically upon the logic that a crime has been committed and therefore we are going to remove all your Second Amendment rights. That makes absolutely no sense.
That would be like the guy that was killed in Albuquerque by somebody running a red light and banning driving for 30 days.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so, first of all, the Second Amendment cannot be suspended, especially for some other crime.
No.
And so, you know, I just wanted to read here, the Second Amendment, since she can't seem to figure out what it means or what it says, maybe she can't read. It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, what shall not be infringed.
Exactly.
And then also the Ninth Amendment that reads, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And so citing one person's rights to always eternally be safe, right, is basically right. what she said, that right was trampled, and so therefore the Second Amendment needs to be wiped out. You know,
well, also the Second Amendment says that that right now they don't have security because crime is so bad.
Right.
The Constitution says the militia is necessary for the security
That's right.
of a free state.
There you
so
have it.
So the opposite of what she's doing needs to be done.
Yep.
The solution is the opposite of what she's pulling here.
Right.
And what they need to do is mobilize the militias and
right.
have them on the streets and stop yes. the crime, stop yes. the gang crime, stop the shootings.
That's right, according to the law in the Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's matter of fact, it's necessary for the security.
Right. And also, hey, if they don't have enough security, how about beef up your
the police the that you've been trying to defund.
The police budget. Yes, right. so that they can hire a whole bunch more, because everybody's so stunned and shocked that you know, they can't get any cops to, you know, go and stop any of the thieves, the criminals or anything. And
now all of these small towns across the country are dismantling their police departments because they can't hire people.
Right.
Nobody wants to be in law enforcement anymore. So now
exactly.
they're trying to farm it out to the sheriff's department to provide the, you know, police services for these small towns.
Well, I can hardly blame them. If I was a cop, I wouldn't want to be... I wouldn't want to be one of three people when you need 50.
Exactly.
You know, that endangers yourself by like exponentially.
Citizens can't even come to your aid because they've all been disarmed or they're banned from carrying arms. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so.
No, that woman needs a square boot to the behind, and she needs to be put in jail and charged with violating her oath of office and also for injury against the people by offending their Second Amendment rights.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Called it. All right. Well, thank you for that and those updates and great discussion as usual.
You bet.
All right, guys. You have a blessed week out there. You be safe. You've been listening to The Voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. Good night.